Now listen to this next line. V'ze klal godol ve'etzo niflo b'avoydes Hashem l'chol odom sheba'olam migodol v'ad koton be'ezo madrega shehu. This is a very important rule, and this is amazing advice for every single person in the world, from the greatest to the lowest, who wants to serve Hashem, no matter what level a person is on. Bifrat badoirois halolu, especially in our generations, Rav Nosson Zal says, shehizgaber hasheker ubilbel esoila moid moid kemat belishir, where the sheker is so strong in the world, so powerful, and the world has become so confused. People have no idea what they're in this world for, what life is about, which way is up, which way is close to Hashem, which way is away. They don't know. People are totally confused. Ve'ikar ho'etzo neged hasheker hu ho'emes. The best advice we can give you to be zeicher, to avoid sheker, to avoid being fooled, to avoid being tricked, to avoid being messed up in life is emes, truth. Hainu sheloyate ho'odomes atzmoi, for the person to be careful, especially careful not to fool himself. Not to fool himself. And regarding anything in his life that he's not sure about, he doesn't know, he's not 100% positive what the truth about this item is. In his heart, he should think very carefully, should concentrate. I want the emissar emis. I want the truth. I want the real truth. I want to do the right thing. And the person should beg Hashem, Hashem, please help me be zeicher to the real truth, to the emes. And after he does that, he should give over every move he makes into Hashem's hands, as Rabbeinu Zal taught us. In paragraph Bays in Sichoi Saran, Rabbeinu Zal said every single day when he would start the day, he would make a declaration. He would say to Hashem, Hashem, I really want to do what you want me to do. That's my purpose in life, and that's the right thing, and I know that that's what I really want. And I'm begging you to guide me, show me what to do. And I'm giving over all of my thoughts, all of my words, all of my actions, every move I make, Hashem, I'm giving it over into your hands. I'm begging you to take the reins. Guide me, lead me, control me. I want you to control me like a person controls a horse. You have a horse and you put blinders on its eyes, you cover its eyes, and you put reins on the horse. And when you want it to go left, you pull on the rein to the left. You want it to go right, you pull. We are horses. We are Odomu Behema. The Gemara says there are a Yid who is Arumim Kodom, a Jew who is very intelligent. He's very intelligent, very smart, but he doesn't want to rely on his intelligence because he knows that as intelligent as he is, that angel is much more intelligent and much more experienced. And the angel is shrewd, and that angel can wrap me around his little finger 100 times and I wouldn't even know it. I wouldn't even know that I'm in his finger. I wouldn't even know that I'm in his pocket. Therefore, with all my smarts and intelligence, I am behema. I make myself like a behema. When I stand in front of Hashem, Hashem, I say to Hashem, you know that I don't know anything. I have no brains at all. If you're going to let me lead myself, I'm going to lead myself off a cliff. I'm going to lead myself into terrible sins. I'm going to do bad things. Therefore, I'm begging you, lead me, guide me. I'm giving over all of my machshavos, diburim, maisim, and tnuos, and all the machshavos, diburim, maisim, and tnuos of my wife, my children, everybody that's associated with me. I'm putting it in your hands. I'm putting you in charge, Hashem. I'm telling you clearly that I want you to guide me. I want you to help me make the right choices. Like we say in Tikkun HaKloli, in the first paragraph of Tikkun HaKloli, Ato Toimich Goyroli, you, Hashem, guide me. You lead me to choose the right lot. When there's a choice to make, you help me make the right choice. I'm not capable of doing it on my own. If I leave it to my Bechiro, who knows? Who knows what I'm going to choose, Chas V'Shalom? V'oz. And what if a person does this for real, for real? And I remember hearing from Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, all of us have to understand that there are billions of levels in this. That when we say this, with the maximum sincerity that we can muster up, it doesn't compare in any way to when a tzaddik says these words. You understand? When we say it, we're saying it with as much sincerity as we're capable of. We're shmendriks. We're nuts. We're crazy. We're choytem and poishim. We're all, you know, all kinds of craziness. When a tzaddik says these words, you know, we're saying it with our level of emes. When a tzaddik says it, he's saying it with his level of emes, which is obviously not the same as ours. But Hashem doesn't expect from me. Hashem doesn't expect from me what he expects from Avraham Avinu or what he expects from the Mizrich Magen. Hashem expects from me what I'm capable of giving. So Rav Nosson Al says, if a person does this with the maximum sincerity that they can, then when the person starts his day and he goes here and he goes there and he's led whatever path he goes on, that's the emes. That's the path that Hashem wants him to take that day. And even if a person sees that he's done this several times, he says these words every single day for the past 6 months, and yet he knows that he doesn't have the emes yet. He's still doing crazy things. He's doing terrible sins. He's making a mess of his marriage, of his kid, all kinds of things. And even if the person does something 9 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he finds out that he made a terrible mistake. Afal pikein, despite that, im hoyo kavanosoi ritsuyo be'emes, if his intentions were really, really pure and sincere, nechshav hakoil lo emes. All of it, the mistake also, is considered part of the emes. That's how it works. That's how you become a professional diamond cutter. You don't become a professional diamond cutter by cutting your first diamond perfectly. Every normal person knows that. You got to go through a whole procedure. You cut, the first one is like this, second one. And the teacher who's watching you, if he sees progress, if he sees you getting better and better, then every single drop of work that you did for the whole 3 month training period, even from day one, that was part of the emes. That was all part of the emes. That was all part of grooming you to be a fabulous diamond cutter. And there's no shortcut. There's no way of getting around that, period. That's the emes. That's the right way to go. Ki rachmono libaboy. Because the Gemara says, Hashem wants your heart. Hashem wants your sincerity. That's what he really wants. U'kemoshom razal, and as the Gemara says, Menachas daf kuf yud, u'bilvad sheyechavein liboy lashamayim. The most important thing in whatever you do is that your intention should be for Hashem. I'm doing this for Hashem's kavod. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, v'gam mi yodea darchei Hashem. And in addition to all of this, who knows, who can say they understand the ways of Hashem, niflois tomim deim, the wonders, ulai zehu darkoi valichosei lo emes. Maybe this is the path that Hashem wants me to take in getting to the emes. That I can't go direct. I have to go left, and then right, and then up, and that, and then get to the emes. I couldn't go, you say, what do you mean? It's ridiculous. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Everybody knows that, right? Wrong. Sometimes if you try to go that straight line, it doesn't work. And the only possible way to go is forward, backwards, forward, backward, forward, back, up, down, and that's part of becoming a major success. She'ef shaloi lefi masov liskois lo ha'emes ki im al pi drochim eile shovar bohem. Could be that Hashem knows that based on everything that I've done in life, it's impossible and it would be wrong for me to get to the emes without going through all of this stuff that I have to go through. Ki drochav yisporach nifloi meitonu moid, because Hashem's ways are way beyond our understanding. Period. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol hadvorim ho'eile Yefsher Levayer Bapeh Ubichsav. Everything we're saying here, it's impossible to tell you everything you need to know, not in writing and not even verbally. Because it's infinite. There's infinite examples and cases and situations and circumstances that each and every single Jew has to go through. And despite everything, the truth is the truth. And a person who really, really wants the real truth, and he doesn't fool himself, Rav Nosson Zal slip that in again, and he doesn't fool himself, that person will definitely, eventually, get to the emes. My Rebbe Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, once told his own chiddush, his own interpretation of a Mishnah, a famous Mishnah in the Gemara in Peah, where the Mishnah says at the end over there, that when it comes to collecting tzedakah, if a person makes believe there's something they're not, in order to get a bigger donation, for example, a person makes believe he's blind, because he knows that people will have much more pity. A regular person, they'll give $1. A blind person, they'll give $5, because it arouses much more rachmonis. The Gemara says a person who does that, who lies, who misrepresents himself, that person will not leave the world without becoming blind, chas v'shalom. He'll be punished, and he will become blind. And if he makes believe he's a cripple, he'll become a cripple. So he asked, what about a person who makes believe he's a tzaddik? He makes believe he's a big rabbi, because he knows that, again, it's a big difference in the donation between getting $10 or $100 or $1,000 or $18,000 or $180,000 or $1,000,000. What about that person? Is the Mishnah saying he won't leave the world without becoming the tzaddik? And he answered, his answer was that the person will not leave the world. At first, he starts out knowing the truth. He knows what he is, but he's just fooling the other people. He's putting on a pretense to fool the other people. The punishment is that he will become a tzaddik even to himself. He will fool himself into thinking that he really is that person. He really is. If I'm wearing these clothes, it must mean that that's who I am. And he said that that's the greatest tragedy. That's the worst problem that could ever happen to a person, chas v'shalom, when the person is fooling himself. When a person thinks, chas v'shalom, that he's a tzaddik, or he's a rabbi, a talmid chacham, when he's not, then that person won't try. They're going to stop trying to become a Talmud Chacham or stop trying to become a tzaddik because he thinks he's already there, chas v'shalom. And that's the worst tragedy of all, Rachmon Alitzlan. There's a moshel also that I've had the privilege of hearing from Rabbi Yechaim Rosen, Zechet Tzaddik Levrocha, and I've told it over many times on a similar track about a group of friends who were really fun-loving. They enjoyed having a good time and doing pranks at different times. And one of the chevra, they knew he liked to drink. And every once in a while, he would get drunk and they would get to see all kinds of funny things from him. So one time, they decided on a plan to see how he's going to handle a certain situation when they get him drunk. They knew that in the city where they lived, there was a priest, a galach. And the galach is not rich. The galach doesn't have a lot of money, so he doesn't have to lock his doors. There's nothing to steal in his house. So the galach leaves his house every day from 9 to 4, let's say, religiously, and the house is open. They figured out a plan that they're going to get their friend drunk. They gave him something to drink, and he didn't realize it. P.S., they got him good and drunk, and then they took him, and they snuck him into the house of the galach when the galach wasn't there. And they dressed him in the robes of the galach, the whole uniform and everything, and they sat him in the galach's study, with the books and everything, and they snuck out, and they're standing by the window watching inside to see what happens as he starts waking up. Let's see what he's going to do when he sees himself in this house dressed up like a priest. Sure enough, they're watching him, and they see he's starting to come out of it, and he looks, and he sees the clothes, and he gives a shriek. Ridiculous! Crazy! My name is Chaim Baruch Goldstein. I'm no priest. What kind of ridiculous? What am I? But then they see him looking, and he's checking the sleeves, and he sees the sleeves fit. And he's looking, and he seems sort of fit, and he's sitting in the chair. He's looking at the chair, and he's looking around, and he's the only guy in the house. There's nobody else here, so... And a person's drunk. Everything they're thinking, they say. And they hear him debating with himself, and he's going back and forth. But how could it be? I remember I thought my name was Goldstein from Delancey Street. And, but on the other hand, but then why would I be dressed like that? Why would I be sitting here? And then at one point they see him look up, and he looks at the bookcase, and they see a smile on his face. And he says, now I got it. Now there's no problem. I know that the books, the theology books, are written in Latin. I'm going to take a book. If I know how to read it, then it's obvious, it's clear. I must be the priest. And if I don't know how to read it, then it's clear that my name is Goldstein and I eat blintzes and I have chicken soup. And he goes over to the bookcase, takes out one of the books, he holds it, and he can't figure out which way is up. The letters mean nothing to him. He doesn't know which way to hold the thing. So he slams it shut. He puts it back. See, I know that I'm not the priest. No question about it. But then they see him walking around again in the room, and he's looking at the robe, and again, how it fits perfectly. Everything is, and they see a big smile on his face. And he says, now I got it. Now I'm positive. I have it. I have the answer. Really, I am the priest. It's clear. I'm in the priest's house. I'm wearing the priest's clothes. There's no question about it. The question as to why I can't read the book, the answer is all priests can't read the books. We're all the same. It's all phony baloney, but there's no question about it. I'm the priest and I'm in charge here. And this was told as a mushel about us, about people, religious people who dress religious, etc., etc. And yet, unfortunately, many of us know ourselves. We know that sometimes our thoughts and our actions and our speech and everything don't match the suit that we're wearing. We're to a contradiction, Rachman al-Salam, the opposite. How could it be? I'm dressed. People look at me. They think I'm a rabbi. They see I have a beard and a long coat. And the person, I get on a bus and the Chiloni person says, Rabbi, have a seat. And he doesn't know I'm not a rabbi. I'm not even religious. I davened today. I didn't know if it was, I forgot if it was Tuesday or Thursday when I was davening. I didn't remember Shmonesa, Zochreinu Lechaim. I don't know if it's Kaporas, where I am. And all kinds of other terrible things, Rachman al-Salam. So a person would say that if a person is honest with themselves, then they're not going to let themselves be fooled. What happens is, one of the answers, one of the ways that many people get out of this situation is they say, true, even if it's true that I'm not so religious, I'm not really, the answer is, neither is anybody else. There aren't any. You say, I don't daven with kavana. You say, I don't eat, I don't, neither does anybody else. All the other people who dress religious, they don't either. So I ain't any worse than anybody. We're all, we're all rabbis. This is a rabbi today. A rabbi today doesn't daven, doesn't learn, doesn't eat kosher. Rachmona litzlan, rachmona litzlan. And this is where Rav Nosson Zal said a few times here that we're living in a place called Olam HaSheker. This world is 24/7, left, right, up and down. It's sheker, sheker, sheker. And Hashem is emes, and the Torah is emes, and the tzaddik is emes. And a person has to fight. A person has to beg Hashem all the time. Hashem, show me the emes. Show me the truth. Help me. I shouldn't fool anybody. I shouldn't be fooling other people. And most important of all, I shouldn't be fooling myself, because that's what the Yetzer Hara is really all about. We mentioned that the first chapter in Likutei Moran, this I heard from Reb Kalman Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, 35 years ago, when he was talking about the Sefer Likutei Moran, and he said that in the original format, when Likutei Moran was put in order, what appears today as Torah Beis was the first Torah in Likutei Moran. The Torah Emor al HaKohanim was Torah Aleph. And Rav Nosson Zal somehow put what we have today as Torah Aleph, he put that in front of what was the original Torah Aleph. And the question is, why? What's so special? What's in there that's so important that Rav Nosson Zal understood this has to be page one in Breslov, page one in Rabbeinu Zal Sefer? And Rav Kalman said that what it is that in that first Torah in Likutei Moran is where Rabbeinu Zal presents this idea that he speaks about a wave. He speaks about a tzaddik, Rabbi Barbachana, who was on a ship, and he saw a gigantic wave coming at them to drown the ship, to destroy them. But he said that this wave, if you looked at it in the distance from far, it looked white. It looked lily white. It looked like a beautiful angel, like a holy, gentle, kind angel. Because we know that waves have that white cap on them, the foam on it. So looking at it at the distance, it looks like a pretty, beautiful white thing coming at you. And if you are misled into thinking that, if you misjudge and think that that's a sweet little pretty angel coming and you don't get out of the way fast enough, that powerful wave can slam you or slam your ship, and you wouldn't know which way, you wouldn't know what happened, chas v'shalom. That's what Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Torah Aleph and Likutei Moran, that the Yetzirah, when a person makes a decision that they want to be religious, that they want to come close to Hashem, from that point on, the Yetzirah usually will not offer sins, because he knows, I'm not in the market for that. That's not what I'm shopping for. That's not what I'm looking for. So the Yetzirah doesn't give up. He doesn't walk away from that person. He says, no problem. I understand. You're 100% right. Sins are a terrible thing. It's the last thing in the world any nice Jewish boy or girl should be doing. Of course. Who knows better than me? The Satan, the Yetzirah, of course. But I have this other briefcase of mitzvahs. Come with me. I'll give you mitzvahs. And the Yetzirah tries to dress up his sins in mitzvahs. He tries to bring the person as far away from Hashem and away from the tzaddik and away from the Torah with his mitzvahs, with the mitzvahs that the Yetzirah is marketing. And this is where one of the most important tefillos that a person has to say in their whole life is constantly, daily, regularly, is begging Hashem, show me the emes. We say it in the Siddur, the Anshei Knesset, the rabbis gave it to us in our Shachris, in Tachnun. In one of the paragraphs there, we say the famous words of Dovid HaMelech, Chayreini Hashem Darkecha, Ahalech Bamitecha. Hashem, show me your derech. Let me be zecha to go with your truth. Ahalech Bamitecha, not my truth. Not the truth of that guy with the pitchfork, with the guy, the red guy, that Yetzirah, that killer, that murderer, that terrorist. Help me be zecha not to buy into his truth and not to buy into my own truth, what my own seichel tells me in the truth. Hashem, let me be zecha to amitecha, to your truth, to what you know is the truth that'll bring me close to you and to your tzaddikim and to the Torah Kedoshah. Halavai, we should be zecha to appreciate what Rav Nosson Zal did for us here in spelling it out so clearly, so well, and be zecha to really, really try to be zecha to this emes. I need a Likutei Moran for a second. While we're on this topic, I want to quote a sentence from Likutei Moran, which again puts this topic of emes in perspective. This comes from Torah Kuf Yud Beis in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about tefillah with emes, about davening Tashem with emes. And in the middle of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal makes this statement. He says, Ach tzorech sheyia ho emes, emes gomor, boror v'tzolol b'li shum doifi. That when a person is trying to daven Tashem and to speak words of truth, the person has to see to it that it should be complete truth, pure, crystal clear truth, without any junk in it, without any nonsense in it. And now comes Rabbeinu Zal's words. V'hamaskil hamevin. And a person who's intelligent, who understands what we're saying here, yeshloi lehispalel kol yomov, should pray to Hashem throughout his entire life, sheyizke pam echod kol yomei chayov, to be zoche once in my life, ledaber dibur echod shel emes lefnei Hashem koroi, to be zoche to speak, to say a tefillah with emes, with the proper kind of emes. These are Rabbeinu Zal's words, that a Jew should daven his whole life, begging Hashem, Hashem, help me be zeicha to speak one dibur emes to you, that I should be zeicha to say one tefillah with real emes. That's how difficult this thing is to come by. Levi, we should be zeicha.